Good morning, everyone. We're going to start our program very promptly this morning because it's annual appeal season, and as treasurer of Kadampa Center, I need to give the treasurer's report in order to explain to you where we're at financially and to get things primed for requesting donations, which will start very soon. You may have already received something in the mail, or you will within a day or two. So I'm David Strievel, the treasurer of Kadampa Center, and I'm on the board of directors. Here in our opening photo, we have from the 20th birthday party or celebration of Geshe Gelug, anniversary of Geshe Gelug being here just in August. So moving right on to the financial report, we're going to talk about our form of organization, our financial results so far this year, and a little bit about our budget for next year and the annual appeal. Like most churches, we're a North Carolina nonprofit corporation. We have a board of directors. We have a president, a secretary, a treasurer, and every year we set a budget, which is mostly what we're going to be talking about here today. And we have Jill Marie, our center manager here, who on a day-to-day basis manages things. You probably know her. So let's get right into some numbers here. Here's our income so far this year to September 30th. By far, our biggest source of income is our annual appeal. As it says up there on the top line there, annual appeal plus general gifts, $98,000. That's 52% of all the money we've received this year. And then we had a wonderful Burn the Mortgage campaign, which you may recall just a few months ago. That was to get special donations in order to pay off the mortgage. And that's successful. I'll tell you about that. Then we have many lesser financial things, the spiritual program expenses of bringing in visiting teachers, the bookstore income, the committee's income, which is mostly about running the children's camp, and so on. And that has come up to $190,000 so far this year. Now, on the expense side, being a church, our main expense is hiring people, 3.5 people, 2 Geshes, 1 center manager, 1 office assistant or office manager. So that's about half of all the expenses. And this year we paid out about $50,489 there on mortgage interest and principal to pay off the mortgage. And then we have to operate this facility, which means paying for electricity, gas, water, maintenance expenses, committees expenses was mostly the children's program and the prison project. Administration means keeping the office going with computers and paper and things like that. Spiritual program is expenses of bringing in visiting teachers. And then we have to buy the things we sell at the bookstore, so that's $7,500 there. So that comes up to $223,000. And it's kind of normal for this time of year, but one-time gifts tend to come in right at the end of the year and the beginning of the new year. So we have a cash flow deficit so far this year of $33,400, which means we've spent more than $33,000 more than we've brought in. And we managed to do that because we had extra money in our checking account at the start of the year. So here's the summary, $190,000 income, $223,000 expense, $33,000 deficit. So our monthly sustainers normally just send in their money every month. That's very steady. The Burn the Mortgage generosity was wonderful. And as usual, one-time donations are kind of scarce during the summertime, and they normally peak around year-end. And it's some good news that the deficit this year is quite a lot smaller than it was last year. And we came out just fine last year, thanks to a lot of donations at year-end. So the good news, 2 years ago, we owed First Citizens Bank $74,000 on our mortgage. 1 year ago, we owed $54,000. Now it's zero. (Clears throat) And our current cash on hand is more, it's higher at a higher level than it was last year. So that's all good news. And just to give some details on our financial situation, as of a couple days ago, we had $38,000 in our checking account, and we have $28,000 in a special savings account, which is set aside for Dharma projects and major repairs. Now, last year at this time, we only had $11,000 in checking, so you can see we're in better shape. Now, our average expenses here are about $20,000 a month, and to eliminate the deficit in the rest of the year by getting in donations, we need about $60,000 in one-time donations to finish our 2019 appeal pledges and begin next year's appeal. And many of you don't participate in the large one-time giving. People give according to their means, and we do have a smaller number of members who do make large annual gifts, often near year-end and at the beginning of a new year. So we're hoping that that will bring in about $60,000 and wipe out the deficit. Our goal is to make cash in and cash out equal by the end of the year. If we do that every year, we can stay in business. And if it we got lopsided for very long on the negative side, of course, we would have big problems. So let's talk about the plan for next year. The board anticipates that our teaching program will be much the same, that we'll be giving the many classes, the Sunday teachings, the meditation sessions. The children's program will have visiting teachers and retreats and pujas here at Raleigh. And one big thing that will come up during 2020 as planned is the Light of the Path retreat. We're the sponsors of it, where Lama Zopa Rinpoche comes to Black Mountain Retreat Center up in the mountains. And we've got to budget and manage that starting in August of next year. So we expect to set the Raleigh portion of our budget this year at about $250,000. That's the same as this year. And we aren't going to be paying a mortgage payment, but we need to use the money that used to go to that to start a major repair fund. And we need to replace, we have not renewed any of the computers, the several computers we use here in the center, in forever. I mean, they're either 10 years old or they're 12 years old. The operating systems can't be updated. We need that. We would like to consider a small pay increase for the geshes and the staff and the nuns. And we would like to increase our cash reserves. So we're planning to set the budget. It's not, the details aren't set yet, but planning to set it almost the same as it was this year. So the proposal's in the early stages, and we will eventually have the details online, and we'll be talking about it at the annual meeting in February. We think a budget will be about $250,000, and soon we will add the Light of the Path. Now, the Light of the Path is a huge effort here. We always strive to make a little surplus on it, and it usually does benefit us. Although, of course, it's tons of work. But that's what we get out of it, or hope to. So now moving on to the last part of the talk here. The annual appeal is going to start this week, and I believe that they have been mailed. Well, the mailings for the annual appeal are in the mail. And next week we're going to start talking about that here. And the overall pledge goal has been set at $200,000. And that's divided into sustainer monthly pledges and one-time pledges, approximately half and half. So that will be coming up real soon here. So our long-term financial plan is we try to break even every year. It's, of course, a long-term necessity. We don't get any money from any Buddhist organization anywhere. Nobody sends us any support funds, so everything we spend to keep the place going here And to own and operate, we have to get from our own donations. And, of course, as treasurer, I'm primarily concerned about the money, but volunteer work and other efforts of everyone are also very important. And so there's at least two great big ways to participate here at Kadampa. One is through donations, and the other is through volunteer effort. And if we had a wish list for next year, I'd say it would be to start growing our long-term fund. Start growing our long-term fund. We do have one. We have a Vanguard stock market account. It has a huge total of $4,000 in it, which, of course, is practically nothing. We will be establishing, for those members, especially those of us growing older, we'll be talking about legacy giving, which means putting Kadampa Center in your will and having an established program to do that. We plan to talk a little more about that this year. So wrapping it up, in this year we had about 95 monthly supporters, people that made a donation every month, and we hope that will increase a bit next year. And we're continuing the trend to have the annual appeal be our biggest source of income. Right at the moment, we have no additional fundraising plans for next year other than the annual appeal. And if you'd like more details, I'm always happy to talk about it. We have our budgets and some expense reports from past years on our website. If you look there at kadampacenter.org under About Us and Budget Reports. And some reports from this year will be out there soon. So in conclusion, everything we do here, keeping the place open, depends on your generosity. So thank you, and keep up the good work. That's the end of the report. So now I expect that shortly Venerable George will be here. Yes, question?
There are a few times when you reference the Raleigh budget. Were you saying that in contrast to the Light of the Path budget? Okay.
Yes, because we do bookkeeping for both, and we have the operation here that we're all involved in, and then Light of the Path, which is a big financial deal, like it costs maybe $120,000 to put that on, but most of the money comes from those who attend it, and they are only in very small portion from here. There are people from around the world who come to the retreat, and we have to do a big fundraising effort among them to try to raise the money to start paying for Light of the Path soon. And then when they're there, they hear pitches about how donations are needed. So,
thanks for the clarification.
You're welcome. Any other questions?